Could Killamazas Pinpoint Supermassive Stars? By Katarzyna Novak et al. A strong nuclear Killamaza, W1, has been found in the nearby galaxy NGC 253, associated with a forming superstar cluster. Killamazas could arise from the accretion disk around supermassive stars greater than 10 to the power of 3M Sun, hypothetical objects that have been proposed as polluters responsible for the chemical peculiarities in globular clusters. The supermassive stars would form via runaway collisions, simultaneously with the cluster. Their disks are perturbed by stellar flybys, in spiraling and colliding stars. This raises the question if an accretion disk would at all be able to survive in such a dynamic environment and maze water lines. We investigated what the predicted maze spectrum of such a disk would look like using 2D hydrodynamic simulations and compared this to the W1 Killamaza. We derived model maser spectra from the simulations by using a general maser model for appropriate disk temperatures. All our model disks survived. The model maser spectra for the most destructive case for the simulations of M equals 1000 M Sun are a reasonable match with the W1 Killamaza spectrum in terms of scaling, flux values and some of the signal trends. Details in the spectrum suggest that a star of a few 1000 M Sun might fit even better, with 10,000 M Sun clearly giving too large velocities. Our investigations thus support the hypothesis that Killamazas could pinpoint supermassive stars. This was Could Killamazas Pinpoint Supermassive Stars? By Katarzyna Novak et al.